boo. Can't see. There was something. Everything about you. Baby, come back.
Now, this is a good song.
Okay, all on me.
And a perfect segue. Because guess who talked yesterday, Hugh?
Who talked?
Our old buddy, KP, Kevin Petullo, down in Miami.
Petullo, oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, he held court at Dolphins, whatever. I mean, it was a mini camp, OTAs, whatever they're doing down there. But Petullo spoke, and I think the question was something about his perspective on trying to build that thing from the ground up. Dolphins, probably the worst team in the NFL, are going to be one of them, right? They're totally in a rebuild. And he gave his perspective of, you know, when he first got here and all the years here with Nick Sirianni and what they kind of did. Here, let's hear our old buddy, Kevin Petullo.
I think really just coming in with Nick in 2021 and really building that whole entire program from the ground up. You know, I was the first one there with him, made a lot of the hires. We set the organization in place as far as culture, what kind of players we wanted, what kind of offense we were going to develop around guys. So just being a part of something from basically ground zero until, you know, two Super Bowls and we win one, that's a big piece of it. So being able to understand, and I wore different hats. I was assistant head coach, you know, I was offensive coordinator. I was heavily involved in the offense every year. And just understanding what it takes to get to that high level and achieve what everybody wants to achieve, I think is really going to be critical going forward.
Hugh, your reaction is to Petullo kind of giving you the history of his time here and what he accomplished.
He was asked a question.
Yes.
wait, man, I need to
why
know.
Laughing?
No, because it was a lot. Like,
sounds like you wish him nothing but success in
no,
Miami.
But it's almost like, it. You know what it sounds like?
What's that?
Okay, say you're in a relationship, right, and y'all break up, right, and, you know, she went on social media and she talked bad about you, or he talked bad about you, you know, like you ain't put the toilet seat down, all this other stuff.
Oh, your favorite analogy.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're asked about, you know, your last relationship, and you go into all the positive things that you brought to that relationship and how important you were to that relationship. Like, yeah, I used to take trash out all the time, and I paid for all the groceries, and you know, I paid all the bills and everything. Like, you're trying to validate
yourself.
Yes.
And what you did.
Yes.
So I have.
That's what it kind of feels like.
I have
like
a couple thoughts on it.
So letting people know, hey, listen, that was just a blip in the radar. Last year, all that happened there, that wasn't on me.
Couple
well,
thoughts
hold
on somebody
on.
Else.
He had one bad year.
He had one bad year. Couple thoughts on
that
it.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like that's what he's trying to remind
well,
everybody.
Well, hold on. As many down years as the quarterback.
Yes.
No, I'm saying that's what it sounds like.
And
that's
as
what
many
it
successful
like.
Seasons.
My first thought was,
Super Bowl champ.
It's almost like when people think back to Kevin Petullo, they're going to just forget he even was here before he was the coordinator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like he's right. I mean, he was here for a lot of success, and he was on a high ranking part of the staff. Right, he was the assistant head coach at one point of a team that went to two Super Bowls, won one. And the passing game at times had moments. He was the pass game coordinator. But 2022 was great, right? Mm-hmm. So that's all true.
Well, 24, Jalen Carter. The passing offense Carter is the Super Bowl.
The issue I have with what he's saying, though, and Elliot does this sometimes when we kind of break down like the Eagles and how they got to where they got to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Eagles weren't the Browns when Sirianni and Petullo
were. Well, like you got a hold of a bad squad.
Well, they were coming off a bad year, right? 2020 was bad. But sometimes when but the way Petullo talked about it is if, you know, Nick and I got there. It's like taking over the Browns or the Jets. Like, dude, they won the Super Bowl 3 years before you even got in the door.
And that's what I'm talking about, Joe. It sounds like he's validating his time here. Like, he's not going to let you guys, you people, let his whole time be
you
here.
People.
You well, people.
I think he's speaking
well,
to you.
What? It is. Yeah, no. It's
Hugh
Douglas.
Wait a minute.
Of course it is.
When I say
no
you
one
people.
Disrespected Petullo more than you.
No, and I did. And I still will. But the thing is, when I say you people, that's me included.
Okay.
That's me included.
Okay, all right.
But it's like
not me.
He's definitely you guys.
What?
Definitely you. It's
about?
The people that he's talking to that feel like he was the problem of the offense last year. That's
well,
who
that,
we
well, that very specifically was not me.
Yeah, that was it.
I wasn't. I
defended him.
No.
I don't recall.
You don't recall?
Well, yeah, you do.
It just was last season.
I don't recall.
Yes, you do.
I don't recall.
All right. Let's
hold the line.
Yeah. You're going to start using that in a regular conversation.
Yeah, hold the line. Yes.
No,
I'm a fan in a way I want
to. It's the perfect thing to throw out when you've just decided that you're no longer going to be reasonable.
You're talking about
and
what,
you have
me?
No more counters.
What are you talking about? I keep counters.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to fan the way I want to fan.
Fan the way you want to fan.
You
that's what we do. Mm-hmm. I had that epiphany at the hockey game, though. when I was listening to the
game. We should have never taken you to the game.
Yeah, when I had dude, fans back
those two
talking,
guys talking about Pelly Lindbergh and what
they were
would
talking
happen.
About something that didn't have nothing to do with the game.
They're talking about the
and I said, you know what? That's how you're supposed to fan. You're supposed to ifs and maybes and wishes and be fanatic about it. So fan the way you
we
want
to. We let Hugh
man.
Listen to one hypothetical conversation about Pelly Lindbergh taking the Flyers
and
to the Cup.
Vibrated, and Hugh, ever since then, I've been on this high, and I ain't came
and
down
And Hugh's
yet.
Been vibrating is, like crazy ever since.
It is amazing. it is amazing that we unpacked earlier that when we ask you for logic, you give us emotion.
I don't recall that conversation.
When we asked you for emotion, you give us just facts and logic.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I am even keeled. Across this whole
you are ridiculous
yes, you are.
Let's get to our Twitter questions, all right? And we got some
78%
big ones today. Twitter questions sponsored. I'm just gonna never respond anymore. Twitter questions sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, was Kevin Petullo's Eagles tenure a success? Yes or no? Now, again, that's the full five-year breadth of this thing. Pass game coordinator. Now, the last year, obviously not so much a success, but the full 5 years, was it a success, Hugh? What do you think?
You know what? This was a little difficult. Mm-hmm.
Wait, are you asking him the percentages, or are you asking him his opinion?
No, listen, because this is where this is going to get a little difficult. Because me as an individual... Mm-hmm. I understand where he's coming from, but you're asking the fan base. So I'm going to say 78% no.
81% no.
I knew it. Joe.
Which is preposterous.
I knew it.
It's obviously a success.
No. Nobody wants to hear that.
Well,
I
you know
knew
what?
When I heard it. Nobody wants to hear that.
You know
man.
What that illustrates to me? The people that vote on those polls are casuals.
No, there's
only a casual would have an opinion that Kevin Petullo's Eagles tenure was not a success.
No, but that's because they're fanatic.
It might that be the greatest you, success in Eagles history.
That means
last
you
five
started
years.
Watching after the Super Bowl, nah. And all you saw was Petullo as OC for 1 year. You're a casual.
No, that's
you
not
are
it.
A casual.
That, they're fanning the way that they want to fan. Because you know
casually.
What they heard? You know what they heard? You got a lot of nerve after that
that's
poor
right.
offense you put out there last year.
Yep.
And I'm being nice when I say it. Because they're still
oh, yeah.
upset.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? They're like, you got a lot of
you're
nerves.
Letting them, you're letting them off the hook?
Yeah. You're like, man, what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, a lot yeah. of casuals vote no.
Poll number two. Which are you feeling more about the future of the Sixers right now? The glass half full or the glass half empty?
78% half empty.
75% half empty. You're on a run today.
I'm running.
Now this will test to see the kind of run you're on. This is a fun one. Is Kyle Schwarber the best home run hitter in Philly's history? Yes or no?
You know what? I'm going to say because of the fan base and how people watch TV, I'm going to say 78% yes.
What do you mean how people watch TV?
Because they don't – a lot of people are living in the now.
Oh, okay. I get it. Okay.
They're living in the now.
So you're right in your assessment of where the poll went, but too strong on the 78%. This one was very close. 52% yes, 48%
no. Yeah, because a lot of them, they're living in the moment.
Yeah.
And right now, since it's talked about, he is that dude. I'm not, like, and again, not denying what Kyle Schwarber has brought to the table, because when he hit that one last night, I was like, damn, he rolling. Like, no question about it. He's a hell of a player. But when you talk about him, to me, against Ryan Howard,
the fun part for that debate will be, because I think there are a lot of people that are with you. Right? I came in here earlier. He's a Howard guy, right? And then there's Schmidt people. I mean, Schmidt has the all-time Phillies home run record. That will probably never be topped, right? Someone would have to be there basically their whole career and hit 600 almost.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what Schwarber has to do to get people to change their mind. Like, if he hits 70 home runs this year, he's not the best Phillies home run hitter? Like, I just wonder, because he's doing something. He's basically on par with Howard right now.
Can I say this? And this is what I think maybe it is. Even though he's one of us, he's not homegrown. You know, when I think being a part of it from the beginning, from its inception, from the time you got here, I think that means a lot to people. Like, for example, I was adopted. You know, when you talk about being here in Philadelphia, I was adopted. Brandon Graham is a homegrown, like, he was an Eagle since day one. More than likely will be an Eagle when he retires and go nowhere else. That's different. Ike's a homegrown individual, a homegrown entity. I just feel that hits different. Jeremiah Trotter, the same thing. Brian Westbrook is different when you got guys that are they have been here from the beginning, and you've watched them grow.
I agree with you. I agree. Schwarber's fighting kind of an uphill battle for that.
And that's not to say.
But Bryce is kind of not treated that way.
Well, because Bryce is he's in a different stratosphere. He is the guy. Bryce is the guy, the superstar that chose us. You know, because I'd never forget when.
Well, Schwarber chose us twice.
Well,
did you think about it?
But the thing is, Bryce Harper could have went and played for anybody. Right, like that. It's fair to say that when he was leaving Washington,
it was a very special free agent.
Everybody, and for him, and during a time where Philadelphia, the Adubo Herrera era,
and he came here.
I think people look at that, and that endeared him. Well, that endeared a lot of people to him because he chose that. Kyle is like you're still getting the love, but I just think it's different when you're a homegrown entity. I just think it's a little different.
I think the scale could tip at some point. I'm not sure what it takes. Maybe he has to hit 70 home runs, 65. Maybe it's his 500th year. I think it tips at some point, and people kind of put him in the same level. Let's grab Cowboy Jim quick, and then we'll get to you people. Cowboy Jim.
Hey, Joe, tell Dak Douglas to keep his filthy paws off Dak's silky drawers. He's my quarterback. Stay away.
I'm not courting Dak Prescott or anything like that. Dak got his own problem. Did he get married yet? Did he fix that thing with his wife that didn't want to sign that prenup?
I don't know.
Oh, no, he need to go in here and worry about that. Ain't nobody worry about Dak, man. He'd be all right.
Yeah, and not only do I have to spend my Thanksgiving in Dallas, thanks a lot, NFL. You know, I have to go to London with you losers.
Hold on.
Okay, and what's going to be worse, either taking WIP to London?
Dallas. And
what?
Aren't you a Cowboys fan? They play on Thanksgiving every year.
He has to go there.
Oh, well, good.
I have to take the Eagles, you dummy.
Good.
I have to take the Eagles, and now I have to go to London?
You deserve it.
And possibly take you guys?
And
hey, Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, those coach seats suck. You better get on those MPIC today, okay? Because they suck.
You got to buy two plane tickets.
WIP is not going to pay first class. They're not going to pay first class.
I thought we don't get them ones we sleep in. We don't get them sleepers.
Not for a flight to England.
What do you think this is?
Excuse me. Y'all didn't tell me that. I thought
you
we get
think
them
we're getting sleep. A sleep for a 6-hour flight.
Now, y'all seriously about to put me in coach?
The funniest thing about all this is that you're acting like you have a choice.
No, you heard me.
You're going to London.
Y'all seriously about to put me in coach?
And you're sitting in a pipsqueak-ass seat, buddy.
Nah, dude, I got to pay my own seat then. We can't.
You're going to have to buy two tickets.
I guess I am because I ain't do that.
All right, let's
check in with you people.
Get on that Ozempic like right now. I can get on that Ozempic tomorrow.
Yep. Half full, half empty. All I know is you guys are banged up.
Yes.
No, not yet.
We started the show banged up today.
Probably later on today.
Not only is my glass half empty, but it's got a bunch of cigarette butts in it.
76ers basketball.
Yeah. You know, I've accidentally drank one of those before.
Ooh, crazy.
That sounds
awful.
Yeah, that don't sound good.
You can feel the cigarette butt hit your lip.
Yeah.
No good. Jillio looks like a bootleg altar boy at a Delco church.
Bootleg? What does a bootleg altar boy look like?
Well, I guess. I appreciate the detail on
it
that.
The Delco church.
That's good.
Bootleg altar boy. Yeah. I mean, I see it. I don't know what a bootleg altar boy would be, but...
Well, also, like a fake altar boy.
But Joe, yeah.
Someone doesn't know what they're doing up there. They're bringing the host to the wrong place.
Like you're there.
Yeah.
You're there. Nobody knows why you're there.
Yep.
Jolly was right, and Joe was just dancing around it.
I said it was a good day for Jolly.
Yeah.
Jolly and I were on the same page as Maury. I don't know.
Yeah, they might be thinking of Spike. Jolly and Spike went out about Maury.
Well, that hasn't ended either.
Well, Jolly's kind of been laying the gauntlet down on Twitter. It felt like a subtweet. Said something about how the not keeping the same energy with Daryl and Jalen Hurts or something like that, which to me very clearly only paints the picture of one person.
It's a jolly win these days.
That was a jolly win.
Last laugh in that debate.
Yep. Jay Wright for GM, anyone?
Who mentioned that to us? We had a caller.
That name came up.
One of our callers mentioned it. You know, it's an interesting idea.
We can't go through any Philadelphia sports firing or hiring cycle without somebody mentioning some old legend.
Nope. Oh, and he's still around.
Yeah.
He
was a coach. We're not looking to replace Nick Nurse.
No.
We're talking about a GM.
Yeah. I guess we just want smart people.
Well, you want somebody It sounded like to me when he said Jay Wright's name, somebody who understands the city of Philadelphia.
That was it, yes.
And
I think it was Dennis. It might have been Dennis in Newtown.
Yeah, you want to have somebody that understands that because, you know, he's talked about Jonesy and Briere and those guys.
Yeah, that was Dennis.
We'll get Jay Wright as coach, Dawn Staley as – or Jay Wright as GM, Dawn Staley as coach.
I love
Dawn,
it. That's the
Dawn
dream.
Dawn Staley making a ton of bread down in Carolina. She ain't going nowhere.
She owes it to her city.
Well,
come home.
Is that what it is?
If,
come
she's,
home.
If she's not a fraud and she's loyal to the city, she's not fraud, then she'll leave.
Dawn, come on home.
Mm-hmm. Really, Joe? This is disrespectful to Schmidt and Ron Howard.
Ron Howard. He used to be the PR guy for the Eagles back in the day.
Well, I think of more of the director.
Oh, you're thinking about Happy Days.
Yeah, yes. Ron Howard.
I thought about the PR guy used to be here.
I think more people would know Ron Howard as
Ron
the
Howard from Happy Days, the most prolific home run hitter in Philly's history. Very disrespectful.
How is it disrespectful? Like,
I don't think it's you fan in the way you fan.
Everything's got to be slight.
The numbers are pointing that way.
No, I hear you, but I.
What's fanning?
Like, you're fanning. Because you're caught in the moment. You're in the moment.
No, sure. It's been 5 years.
He's doing the same thing he did last year. Oh no! Whoa. Looks wonderful.
Whoa!
No, I'm just saying.
So when he hits, hold on.
That was very dismissive. Of what Schwarber's
it was.
Doing.
So when he hits,
that's the back-to-back 50-plus home run seasons.
He's Ohio kid. You know, I got love for Schwarber.
So when he hits,
that was disdain.
When he hits more home runs than Howard's best 5 years, what do we do then?
Be like, you know, that's nice. Good.
Oh, okay.
No, he's going to hold the line.
Yeah. Hold the line. You know it. You already know I'm holding the line.
So the numbers and facts don't matter. I got you.
Speaking of, at least Hugh tries his best.
I'm trying my best.
It's all that matters.
Every day I'm doing the best that I can.
That belt is garbage, Hugh.
Wow. No, you just mad because you ain't got one.
That's probably true.
He ain't got one. He's mad.
Yep. We already know Hugh's top 10 Eagles list. It's in order of attractiveness.
Okay, I can't.
You got to wear that. I mean, that was your take.
No pushback.
Finally, someone with sense on the show today. Thank you, Ike Reese.
Love having Ike as part of the show.
Yep.
Big day.
I mean, you know, he's black, I'm black. That's probably, you know, the common denominator.
All right, real quick, a couple things to get to. Mm-hmm. Who was our caller Hollis yelling at in the car today?
But that's neither here nor there. Number two, be quiet, guy, I'm talking. Number two, you know you should look at too? He'll put this down.
I also love him telling you to jot this down.
Oh, yeah.
I like that call. What was it? What was his name? Hollis?
Hollis.
Yeah,
that's neither here nor there. Number two, be quiet, guy, I'm talking.
We need more of Hollis yelling at the people he's with while he's on the air. Be quiet back there. Yeah.
He said he was a bus driver, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, he's yelling at the people.
You think the patrons? The like the customers?
That's no good.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, y'all. Well, I'll tell y'all on it. Y'all missed a whole lot about
that. You know what? What are they going to do? Not ride the bus? Yeah, I mean, they need to get
y'all
somewhere.
I think y'all missed a whole lot with that car. We'll fellowship at all when we get off there.
Big development on this show, potentially the station. Is Joe evolving to somebody more aggressive than we had known before? Mm. We had this the other day.
And guess what? Joel Embiid won't win a damn thing. You go ahead, defend him.
I'm not.
Go ahead, defend him.
We had that.
So that was, I don't remember
that
today.
Was yesterday.
Very,
yeah, that
very
was
aggressive. Yep. Very aggressive.
Okay, that one stood out. What was today?
Then we had this moment with Adrian called in.
Well, Adrian wants to get on Hugh Douglas here. Adrian. Adrian.
Are you serious, Adrian?
Adrian.
Guys, clown. I was.
Called him a clown.
Guys, well, Adrian kind of is a clown. Is Adrian not a clown?
That was clown
behavior. Just from somebody who like is just tuning in, they don't know you, they don't know Adrian. All they hear is you're a little upset that he wasn't ready, and you called him a clown for it.
That was a little aggressive.
It was very aggressive.
I like Adrian, but he's a clown.
It's not like you ain't been getting no rest.
Maybe it started with Aaron, though.
Shut up, Aaron! My God!
Yeah, that's...
Well, Aaron was ridiculous.
He was. Well, Aaron is ridiculous.
Yeah, that was... That's why we try to move Aaron off of the football stuff, because... Nobody's talking about it. All right, Willie, we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Go Phils tonight. And Afternoon Show, they're up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.